God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today comes from our gospel reading from Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 35, especially in picking up verse 27. And verse 27 says, "And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Today we're going to be taking a look at that verse, taking a look at the weight of the cross and what does it mean to bear a cross. And typically what we're referring to is not necessarily the cross that Jesus had to carry, but the crosses that each and every one of us have to carry. This cross is whatever weighs you down, the burden, the weight of the world around you, the sin in the world around us. You know, the things that draw you down, that cause you to trip, that cause you to fall. Things that aren't very pleasant to talk about. And typically, I will admit, when I hear this verse, I always question a little bit, what is someone trying to tell me? That I need to take up my cross and follow Jesus. And that anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Well, let me share with you a personal experience. It happened a few years ago as I was reading a paper from one of my fellow brothers. He wrote, it was his dissertation on the aspect of infertility. And many of you know that my wife and I struggle with infertility. And it was in the midst of that pain of struggling, as I'm reading his opening words of his dissertation, he basically picks up this concept and point. Whoever does not bear this cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Now, I will admit, in the midst of that pain, in the midst of that frustration, my original sinful nature kicked in. Because I was furious. I was furious because I was personally struggling with infertility, and then to have another pastor use this concept on me, boy, my pride was hurt. My ego was damaged. My sinful nature flew into action. I had interesting thoughts running through my mind that, yes, I wanted a child, and I didn't care about the cross. I didn't care about what it took to even get a child. Plain and simple, I wasn't listening to the words of Jesus. The old cliche, doctors make the worst patients. Sometimes I also feel that needs to be applied to pastors. Pastors probably make the worst patients for spiritual healing. Needless to say, in connection with this, please pray for our district president. As a pastor, he is the pastor of pastors. So he has all these pastors who know the scriptures very well in need of spiritual healing. But let's get on with our text. Jesus states that we need to take up these crosses, these burdens in our lives, and follow him. Now, you may be thinking, but Pastor, I don't want to be depressed with more burdens. I have enough of my own. I don't want to hear about how we're supposed to be taking on these burdens. I thought I came to church to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ, to lift me up, to restore me. And true, as Christians, we do believe in the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is the good news. We do remember what Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God is for us, who can be against us? We remember what Paul writes in Galatians chapter 3, 26 and 27. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Hence, we are now God's children and heirs of eternal life. The writer of the Hebrews reminds us that God's angels come and minister to us. God's word is also a source of abundant comfort in this life and strength for every troublesome event. So why do we spoil this, all this good news, with the concept of cross carrying and the weight of that cross? Well, we need to remember something. While we're still on this side of heaven, in spite of all the glory that is ours because of Jesus Christ, which will ultimately be revealed in heaven, we're still on this side in heaven. For now, we walk in that same loneliness, that same humiliation, that same suffering, in which our Lord and Savior walked to the cross and died for the forgiveness of our sins Guess what, folks? We still live in a sinful world. We have that sin within us. And because of that sin, we will feel the burden and weight of our own cross. Now, maybe some of you right now are sitting there thinking, that burden is fairly light, and that's good, and that's wonderful. But there's also some of us who are under a great deal of burden and weight. A lot of frustrations, a lot of pains, and a lot of turmoils. And as Christians, we need to take a look at what is Jesus saying here in this text. And how do we bear the weight of that and maintain our Christian faith at the same time? This is what Jesus is saying. Because unfortunately, when that burden and that weight of sin and frustration consume us, as Christians, we have, in one essence, two choices to go. One is away from God, trying to escape that burden and pain and suffering, and the other is to be drawn toward God. Obviously, you know which way I'm going to be trying to encourage you, to be back toward God. But unfortunately, our sinful nature may kick in again and saying, if this is what Christianity is all about, then I just need to escape. I just need to flee. And then we get ourselves into terrible trouble. We need to remember that as Christians, we are still sinners. And for this reason, we deserve not only the temporal punishments of bearing this cross, but also the eternal punishments of death and damnation. Paul even reminds us in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, Paul says, what a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death? And if I can just use this verse for a moment as a way of connecting to being under that burden of the cross. You see, as the weight of the cross gets heavier and heavier because of our own sins and the sins living in a sinful world, how do we respond? Do we respond with the similar words of Paul saying, what a wretched man I am, who will rescue me from this body of death, basically begging to be rescued? Or do we sit there and say, I'll do it myself. I'll flee away from God's love, and then maybe this burden will get lifted. Some of us in our fleeing away from God's love may want to rationalize this. And in our efforts to rationalize, we get ourselves into a trap. Let me put it this way. We start thinking, wait a minute, I'm a believer. I follow my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why is my life filled with a lot of pain and a lot of suffering? How can God allow this to occur in my life? If you've ever had those interesting thoughts like this, hang on for a moment. Because the next step in conclusion is, what's going on in my life is evil. And how could God author such evil? But that's unfortunately a false conclusion. The reason why is God does not author evil. God is love. He bestows love. Pain and suffering is not evil in and of itself. Sin is the ultimate evil because sin draws us away from God who is love. We take a look at the cross with Jesus hanging there. God's own dear Son. Could he be part of an evil plot? The answer is no. But yet he suffered. He suffered for a point. To appease God's wrath so that we would not have to eternally suffer. Notice there was nothing in there so that we no longer have the temporal suffering. No, we're still going to suffer pain and sin and the effects while we're still on this side of heaven. But for those people who are thinking that God is purposely putting this evil in my life, that is a bad thought. We have a loving Father. Maybe another way of looking at it is, first of all, to take the evil out and then take a look at what our society understands as quote-unquote tough love, whether it be as a parent working with a child or in other relationships which need to be a little corrected from time to time, we may use this concept of tough love. How does our loving Father use tough love upon us? Well, from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6, he says, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. We hang on to that discipline concept for a moment. And now let me share with you something from my early childhood experience. I remember as a little boy, my mom saying, David, don't touch the toaster. It's hot. Don't touch the oven. It's hot. As a mischievous little boy sometimes, not always listening to my mom, what would I do? Take the finger and touch. How many times did I have to do this lesson? Once, until I went, ouch. Then I realized, oh yeah, what mom said was right. Mom was there to protect me, to make sure no further harm would be done, but gave me that experience to sit there and say, let me touch this. Ouch, that's right. And then my mom could come in with the care. The same is true now, not necessarily about us learning the difference between hot and cold, but now learning the difference between God's love. Sometimes we need to experience that pain and the weight of the heavy cross in our lives so that we can truly appreciate and understand God's love. We need to have those ouch moments, so to speak, to sit there and come crying back to our loving Father saying, Father, Father, look what happened. I got burned in life. And our loving Father bestows His gentle care upon us, His soothing words, embraces us and holds us and loves us as dear children and says, yes, I know you got burned. Here's my love. Here's my grace. But what would happen if I, as a child, touched that toaster and got burned and then said, you're terrible parents. How dare you allow this to happen to me? And then get up and leave and find a different set of parents. You'd think that would be pretty silly. That'd be pretty childish. That doesn't make sense. But every time as Christians we start blaming God for our problems, we're doing the same thing. That's pretty childish. It's pretty silly. What should we be doing? Taking these events, understanding that, yes, we live in a world of sin. Sin resides within me. I also fall short of God's glory. And be drawn to a loving Father. A Father who's there to comfort with beautiful words. A Father who's there to strengthen. Now let's talk about the benefits of carrying this cross. Because I just showed you the reason why we don't want to, under the weight of that cross, leave God. Now let me show you now the benefits of saying, okay, Lord, I'm going to stick with you. It's going to be tough, but I'm being drawn to your word. First of all, from Acts chapter 14, verse 22, we're reminded that under the weight and burden of our sins and the weight of the crosses we bear in life, the cross in and of itself points us to heaven. As we think about our own burdens and weights and use the form of the cross to describe it, we're also ultimately thinking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, pointing us heavenward and why we need a Savior. Also, notice what I said about in the beginning, my reaction to my fellow brother who was trying to remind me that, yes, the burden of infertility is great, and sometimes I just may have to bear that cross. It makes me humble before God. Notice I was using words like my pride, my ego. Things like that were getting in the way. My sinful nature was in fury. That isn't someone who is humble before God. That's someone who thinks that they're in charge and that God is their servant. No, we have to remember who is the Creator. It's not me. It's our Heavenly Father. I am and you are His creation. We have to keep that in the proper perspective. Under the weight of the cross, we also now start to trust His divine grace. Yes, that weight may be heavy, and we may be crying out for help, and that's exactly where we need to be. Crying for help, trusting in God's grace, because we can't do it ourselves. If salvation was possible by ourselves, there would be no need for Jesus to go to the cross. But He went to the cross because salvation is not possible by ourselves. We need to trust in His divine grace. It also strengthens our faith. Do you believe when that cross gets really heavy in your life, whatever devastation is coming, that yes, God, your Savior, is still with you? The world would say, no, God has forgotten you. That's why you're in pain and suffering. Your faith that God gives you says, wait a minute. God's word promises to be with me always. Also, what happens under the weight and burden of sin? Well, let me do it, start with the opposite. What happens when everything is going well? Everything is blossoming. Everything seems to be perfect. How strong is your faith life and your prayer life at that point? Some of you may know, before I came to Trinity, I was also a hospital chaplain. And one of the wonderful things I had to do was the opportunity to serve families now in the midst of major crisis, especially in the emergency room. Some sort of tragic event would occur, maybe the death of a loved one or someone near death. And they would say, "Pastor, we haven't prayed much. Would you help lead us in prayer?" Unfortunately, our sinful nature kicks in. When everything is going well, our prayer life seems to decrease. But when tragedy comes, now we want to get back on our knees. Now we want to pray to God. Now we want His strength. And so one of the benefits of cross-bearing and the weight of the cross is an increased prayer life. We have to remember that the weight of that cross, as it gets heavier and heavier, is not designed to wipe us out. In one essence, it's designed to strengthen us, to have us turn from our own sinful ways and return to a loving, caring God who is with us every day. And so if we're patient and faithful, following God's word, He is there to strengthen us. He wants us to be with Him in heaven above. He's not going to provide a situation in which is too unbearable, that there's no way out. Unfortunately, we may think it's unbearable. So we come drawn to our Lord and Savior and saying, "Lord, give me the strength." And we need His strength. And He gives it to us freely. Going back to what Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 24, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?" Paul has a very interesting understanding of the weight of sin in his life. He describes it as a body of death. And you yourselves may also be thinking, under the weight of these great burdens, that your life isn't worth much, that your life can't handle it. And in one essence, hang on to that point. Because why do we come to the Lord's table? We come to the Lord's table to receive His body and His blood for the strengthening of our faith and the forgiveness of our sins. Why do we need His body and His blood? Because like Paul, we are ready to admit, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? I have death within me. I want to be saved. This cannot come from within me because my body is dying. It has to come from the one who has life." Who else do you know conquered death and on the third day rose again? No one but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so when He gives us His body and He gives us His blood, He is strengthening us so that we can bear up under the weight of the cross, because there are going to be crosses in our lives. And He forgives our sins. For when our pride and our ego get in the way and we want to shun and flee away from God, and we say, "You're right, Lord, I have fallen. I've tried to escape Your love, but thank You for drawing me back." Because that's truly what the love of God does. Keeps wanting to draw you back to Him for strength. And we receive that strength. And when things get well, we start drifting away again. And when the weight of the cross gets too heavy for us, we get drawn back. So on this day, as we take a look at the cross, and I know it's not necessarily a pleasant topic. I'd much rather talk about an Easter message. But in order to get to Easter, I have to go through Good Friday. I have to go through the cross. Yes, I'd love to talk about the good news. But in order to talk about the good news, I also have to talk about our own sin and the consequences of our own action in order for me to talk about forgiveness. So on this day, as we see Jesus challenging the crowds who are following Him, as He makes His way to Jerusalem, He says, "And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." Jesus is very correct. We cannot follow Him unless if we know that in Him we have strength. In Him we have our faith. In Him He provides eternal life. That this doesn't come from me, it comes from Him. And when we realize that, now we are lifted from the weight of the cross. Now we can cast all our burdens and anxieties upon Him, and He takes them from us. Yes, while we're still on this side of heaven, we have to deal with some of these effects of sin. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says, I will be with you always to the end of the age. He will be there to strengthen us. If you don't believe it, come to the Lord's table. Receive His strength. Receive His body and blood. It's there for sinners who need to be strengthened and renewed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.